Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for HaRavid Tzadik Rabbi Chetzkel Yob and HaRavid Tzadik Rabbi Yehoshua, the Heilige Zhikav Rebbe, the Ateres Yeshua, and the Sefer Emek Halacha and Halacha Vav, is Mefapel Badas Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rosh Shimon that Malacha Shenet Tzrich Leguf is Pater? Or does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Malacha Shenet Tzrich Leguf is Chayiv? And he proves from the Rishonim and the Achronim that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Malachah Shein Tzricha Leguf as Pater. However, the Kochav Miyankov, father of the Doviv Misharim, he says that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malachah Shein Tzricha Leguf is Chayev. So, the great Gaon, Rabbi Chaim Meir Horowitz, Shlita, the Zhigov Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, the Rav of my shul here, so he brings Araya, Mamish Pilei Plastic Araya, that his great grandfather, the Ateres Yeshua, is correct, and the Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater. And this is after four Hakdamas. Okay, so after these four Hakdamas, we're going to prove Siyata Dishmaya, that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater. Like Rav Shimon. A malacha that you don't need for the guf, the tachlis of the malacha. For example, chutzah, when it's a dead body in a room, and one takes it out, not that it should be outside, but that it shouldn't be inside, that's malacha shein tzricha legufa. Many other examples. So that is, according to Rav Shimon Pater, and we're going to bring a raya that Rav Yochanan holds that way. It's a machlokas between the Kochav Miyankov and the Ateres Yeshua. We're going to go with the Teres Yeshua's Mahalach, that Rabbi Yochanan holds Pater, and we'll see why. In Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, it says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said he's going to read and he's not going to move the candle. One time he was reading on Shabbos and he wanted to move the candle. Bikesh Lahatas, he said, Kama Gadol and Devri Chachamim, who say, Lo Yikre Lora Ner, that you shouldn't read by the light of a candle on Shabbos, lest you move it. Because he wanted to move it, or Nasan Amar Karvihita, Itaka even fixed the candle. And he wrote in his pinkas, he wrote in his notebook, Ani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Karasi Vitesi Ner B'Shabbos, I read and I moved the Ner on Shabbos, and when the Beis HaMikdash is built, I'm going to bring a Chatas Shemena. So the Rishonim asked that in Yavamas, Tafavam and Beis, this self-same Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that Havar is only alive. And if Havar is alive, if burning is only a lav, then why would he bring a chatas when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? A lav has no carbon chatas. So Tosas HaRash writes, remember this Tosas HaRash, in the name of the Rami Rotenberg, that when Rabbi Shmuel was reading and he was matted the Shemen Achar Psila, what he did was, not only Havara, but he also did Bishul, he was Mevashel the Shemen, and he was over in the Isser of Bishul. So the chatas Shemena he's bringing is for the Isser of Bishul, not for the Isser of Havara, because Havara lelaviatzas. So from this we learn, from this Tosas HaRosh, in the name of the Rami Rutenberg, we learn a Chiddush Gadol, Hamadlik Ner B'Shabbos, Chayav Gamal Havara, V'Gamal Bishul, because he's Mevashel L'Shemin Shebener. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, the Riva and Psachim, Hamad Beis, Tosas Dibur Matzchil Chalik, writes that according to the Mandi Yomar, that hold Havara lelaviatzas, and therefore it's not included in the Isser of Losase Kol Melacha, so he holds that on Yantif there's no Isser Havara, because on Yantif what's Asser HaMelacha Kol Melacha Savoda Losase. But if you hold Havara is only a lav, then it's not a Melacha, and Mimela on Yom Tov it is Mutter. And so writes Tosin Beitzach of Gimel Amar Aleph Ayin Sham. Tosas there in Beitza brings the Yerushalmi, the fifth parak of Beitza, the end of Halacha Beis. The Yerushalmi says, "What is it mutter to light a ner shel batola?" And the Yerushalmi brings a machlokas. In other words, are you allowed to light a ner that's not necessary on Yantif? So there's two dais there. Chizkiya Amar Aser. Masnisa Pligal Chizkia, Losav Arish Bechom Moshusecha Biyom HaShabbos B'Shabbos Ein Atam Avir, Atav Amar Avir B'Yomtiv. So we have a machlokes, whether it's mutter l'hadlik ner shel batala b'yamtif. Tosus writes there in Beitza, and so to Tosus Arash, that the machlokes is if havar is l'chalik yatzas or if it's l'laf. If it's l'chalik, meaning that the Torah singled out havara in order to tell you that just like for havara you have to bring a separate carbon, so too for all melachas, all the melachas that you do, even in one forgetting, you have to bring a separate carbon. So if that's why havara was singled out, havara l'chalik yatzas, so then on yantiv you're now allowed to be madlik in there. It's a melacha. But if you hold havara l'lav yatzas, the reason havara was singled out is to tell you that havara is only a lav, then you're allowed a light a ner shel batala on yantiv. So that's hakdama number two. Hakdama number three. That there's a big kasha, because the Rush writes in Yavamis that a madlik ner, besides the Isser of Havar, there's also an Isser of Bishul, here Mevashel the Shaman. So even according to Man Damar Havar the Laviatas, why is it Mutul Hadlik ner Shabbat Tala B'yamtif? You're right, there's no Isser of Havara, but there is an Isser of Bishul Shalol Tzarech. How are you allowed to cook? And according to a lot of Rishonim, there's an Isser Torah. And you can't answer that the Yerushalmi that was Matur ner Shabbat Tala was talking about a ner Shal Shaiva, not a ner Shal Shaman, and therefore there's no Bishul, because the Rishonim should have explained that a ner shel shaiva's that only a ner shel shaiva's mutter, a ner of wax, but not a ner of shemen. They didn't say that. It's mashma that even a ner shel shemen is mutter. But how can that be? What about the Isser of Bishul? So apparently the teretz is that the Rosh in Yevamis says, in Yevamis, Sof Tvarov, that we can say that Bishul Shemen Shebener is a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. You don't need it to cook for the sake of cooking it, like you normally cook for the sake of eating, because here it's not going to be eaten. So it's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. But Rabbi Yishmael holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that melacha shein tzricha lagufa is chayav, and therefore he said he's going to bring a chatas. So the reason he is a chayav, chora, is because Bishul is a melacha shein tzricha lagufa, and Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that melacha shein tzricha lagufa is chayiv. Now, from the Gemara in Beitza Chesam and Aleph, it's muchach that according to Rabbi Shmuel, melacha shein tzricha lagufa and Shabbos is pater. They were matir melacha shein tzricha lagufa l'sharach tzimchas yamtif. If on Shabbos melacha shein tzricha lagufa is pater, so on simchas for simchas yamtif, they were matir melacha shein tzricha lagufa. Look in Tosis Dibra Maschil Ve'eno. And the Ramban also writes this in Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Gimel, Chav Dalet Amud Beis. He writes, V'tolish kanaf nami l'shchita melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, v'lo mechayev ala hilchach afi l'chatchila nami shari mishim simchas yantav. He also writes that being tolish a kanaf for shchita, pulling off a wing, which is a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, so you know, the person is not chayev on Shabbos, and therefore on yantav it's mutter. So according to this we can answer that first we have to say that a ner shel batala that it says in Yerushalmi it's mutter in yantiv, he has to have a tzarech ktsas. That's when a ner shel batala is mutter, just that it's not ochel nefesh, but there has to be a tzarech ktsas. And for the Yerushalmi itself it's muchrach, because there in the Yerushalmi they asked, why did Chizkia aser a ner shel batala? Are we passing like Beis Hillel that we say mitoch shodr l'tzarech shodr shalol l'tzarech? So according to most Rishonim, we are not matir shalol l'tzarech klal, we require tzarech ktsas. So it's mutter that a ner shel batala that the Yerushalmi is talking about is that there's a tzarech ktsas. So according to this we can say that there's a tzarech ktsas, and they weren't asering, it's not aser because a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, and there's simchas yamtif. So as long as there's tzorech ktsas and it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, it's going to be mutter for simchas yamtif. So according to this, it's very good that even though badlakas ner shel shaman there's an iser of bishul, nevertheless, since it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, they weren't gozer on yamtif because of simchas yamtif. So again, we had a kasha, and our kasha was that if there's an inyan, is there a bishul when it comes to lighting fire? There's bishul hashemen. So even the man d'amar havar l'lav yatzas b'seder, it's only a lav, but there's still the isser of bishul. So how are we matter the isser of bishul? And the teretz is because it's a malach hashen etzrich l'kufa, and for simchas yamtiv l'tzarech k'tzas, the rabbis were matir, because what's on Shabbos is malach hashen etzrich l'kufa, which isn't matir l'chatchil on Shabbos, just pater, but on yamtiv it's mutter gamor, and that's how they were matir this hadlakas haner, as long as there was such some amount of simchas yamtiv. The next hakdama is that in Yerushalmi that we mention, it says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that meikar hadin, it's mutter, meikar hadin, it's mutter to light this ner shel batala. He just says, lo teser v'lo tishri. Don't aser it, don't be matter it. Meaning, me'ikar adin, it's mutter. But just, according to the Pnei Moshe, it's not mutter l'chatchila. So we have now Rabbi Yochanan holds that me'ikar adin, it's mutter to light a ner shel batala on yamtif. So that's the next takdama, and I said four, I'll make it five. Das harambam. Das harambam is perek aleph mehilchas yamtif alecha dalet, that we don't say mitoch shoshu l'tzaruch, hoche shalol l'tzaruch, except b'hotzah v'havara. But with other malachas, we don't say mitoch. Now, a lot of achronah b'das harambam is that also in bishul, we don't say mitoch shesho l'tzarech, hutra shelo l'tzarech. Prichadash, simen tafzadi hei, sifalef, the shara melech, perak alef miyantav halacha dalet. So now, we have these five hakadamas, we have akasha. How can Rabbi Yochanan hold that a ner shabbat tell you're allowed to light on yantiv? Aibad lakas haner, there's an isser of bishul. And in Bishul Adas HaRambam, we don't say mitoch. Say, how's it mutter? So what do we have to say? We have to come on to what we said in Hakdama number 3, that Bishul Hashem and Shebaner is a melach Hashem etzrich l'gufa. And that's definitely mutter on yantiv, because it's simchas yantiv. As long as it's tzorech tzas, if it's melach Hashem etzrich l'gufa, it's going to be mutter on yantiv, mishum simchas yantiv. So we learn that Bechreach, Rav Yochanan has to hold, like Rav Shimon, that Melach Hashem Etzrich L'Gufa is Pater on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Yochanan, as we saw in the Yerushalmi, holds that Mishum Simchas Yomtev, they were Matir L'Gamre, this Ner Shel Batala. So this is a beautiful, brilliant Raya for the Ataris Yeshua that Rav Yochanan holds, like Rav Shimon. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan said in the Yerushalmi that Meikar Hadin, it's mutter to light a ner shel batal on yamtiv. And how is it possibly mutter? Aye, what about Bishul? So the Teretz is, and then there's no mitoch by Bishul, mitoch shushul tzorech uchunami shalol etzorech. So the answer is, like we learned in Hakdama number 3, that as long as it's a malach hashen etzrich legufa, on Shabbos, on yamtiv, it's going to be mutter legamre. And Rabbi Yochanan has to hold that way. Otherwise, how do you explain his heter to be matir lighting a ner on yamtiv? What about the bishul? So you're right. Maybe there's no havara problem because it's only a lav. If havara l'lav yatzas, and therefore on yamtiv it's going to be mutter al tavara. But what about the bishul? That's a malacha. The answer is a malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. It's a malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. It's mutter l'tzarech simchas yamtiv. So it must be that he holds, like Rav Shimon, that melach hashen etzrich l'guf on Shabbos is pater, and therefore on yamtiv it's going to be mutter l'gamrei. So that's a beautiful raya for the Ataris Yeshua. That's what it sounds like, but the whole cheshbon seems not to be correct, because the whole cheshbon is based on the Shitas HaRambam that by Bishul we don't say mitoch. And therefore, Bechreach, the only way we can explain why it's mutter to light in Yer Shabbat Tal and Yantif, and we're not choshish for Bishul, is because the Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. All right, that's Shitas HaRambam. But Rabbi Yochanan himself, this is all that we're trying to figure out, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that by Bishul we do semitoch. Mefurish and Beitzi, Yad Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan says, Puktani Libra Havara Bishul Eina Mishnah. that Havara and Bishul, he says that we do say mitoch. Beit Ziyad Beis Amid Beis. So if by Bishul we say mitoch, that in Rabbi Yochanan's matir Bishul, he's matir it not because of it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa, but because he holds that mitoch shel tzaruch chachanami shel ol tzaruch. So we had a comment to the fact that it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa because we accepted the sheet of the Rambam that there's no mitoch by Bishul. But Rabbi Yochanan holds there is mitoch by Bishul. Rabbi Amram doesn't paskin like him, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is mitoch by Bishul, so he's not matir to light this ner Shabbatel atz mitoch, atz melacha shein tzricha legufa, which is pater on Shabbos and therefore mutter on Yontif, but rather because of mitoch. However, according to this, we have a huge kasha in the Rambam. Okay, so listen carefully. Now we're going to bomb the Rambam, if we're allowed to express ourselves that way. The Rambam paskins melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam also holds that on Bishul we don't say mitoch, shilotzul tzaruch or shilol tzaruch, like we said. And the Rambam also holds that you're allowed to light a nirsha batel on Yantif. So now we're cut off on every end. How's the Rambam matir lahadlik nirsha batel? You can't say it's because it's mitoch, because the Rambam holds that we don't hold of mitoch by Bishul. And you can't say that melacha shein tzricha leguf is pater, and therefore it's mutter on yantiv to light a ner shabbatala, because the Rambam holds that melacha shein tzricha leguf is chayav on Shabbos. So how on earth is the Rambam matir to light a ner shabbatala on yantiv? So it must be, we have to say, that the Rambam doesn't hold of the chiddush the Marami Rutenberg. The Rambam doesn't hold of the chiddush the Marami Rutenberg. That by Bishul Haner, there's an is by Hadlakas Haner, there's an Isser of Bishul. That's the Chiddush of Marami Rutenberg, but he doesn't hold of Bishul. And Taka tells us in Yevamos Vavamid Beis, doesn't say like the Marami Rutenberg to answer the Kasha of the Marami Rutenberg. They don't answer like him, right? What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, why does Rabbi Shmuel have to bring a Chatzis Shmeino? I hold it's only a laugh, and they don't answer that it's Bishul. So Tosis doesn't hold that it's Bishul, just like the Rambam doesn't hold that it's Bishul. So how then was the Rambam matir? The Rambam was matir because the Rambam holds of mitoch, because now it's only Havara. Since it's only Havar, the Rambam could be Matir, Mitoch Shashul Tzarech, Hachinam Shalol Tzarech. So, Siyati Deshmaya, I hope to come back to this and talk about more about this Chiddush, that if your Madlik Ner B'Shabbos is initial Bishul, Al Hashem and Sheben Ner, but I think this pilpul was enough for now, enough to digest. And B'Siyati Deshmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hopefully going to give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, and we will continue talking about this and the financial means, because it costs money to live. So we hope that Hashem continues giving us money to live, and if we're zoche, we will continue. V'lomod v'lelamid l'shmor v'lasas v'lekayim is called divrei samu terosu v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.